It's Friday, the 18th of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Electoral Commission of Namibia has finalized the procurement of ballot papers for the 2024 presidential and national assembly elections. ECN spokesperson David Siluka has an update.
Renform CC, based in Johannesburg, South Africa, was identified as the most responsive bidder according to the established specifications. They have been awarded the contract for the design, printing, supply, and delivery of ballot papers. As part of the Commission's commitment to ensure transparency, the Commission has extended an invitation to authorize representatives of all registered political parties contesting in the upcoming elections to observe the production, printing, and packaging of ballot papers. The Commission resolved to cover the costs related to this process.
NAMPOL Commissioner Naftal Lungameni Zakaria on Wednesday announced the opening of a case under the Communications Act after compromising photos and videos of a 31-year-old woman were shared on social media without her consent and as an act of revenge. A 33-year-old suspect has been arrested. Zakaria urged the public, especially young people, to be cautious of the legal consequences and repercussions when posting online.
People must be careful. Must be careful when using social media, especially young people, who seems to find a lot of excitement in such unlawful activities. First, to be careful about the provisions of the law, criminally, and which may extend to civil. You can be sued. The consequences of your action, you must be accountable for what you are posting.
The Institute of Race Relations said black economic empowerment has failed 85% of South Africans, damaging public services, raising prices, and creating opportunities for fraud. Minister Solly Malatsi plans to direct ICASA to reconsider BEE rules in the ICT sector, urging a shift toward genuine, non-racial empowerment alternatives. Remaining on the continent, Kenyan senators have voted to impeach Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua, confirming the National Assembly's decision to remove him from office. According to Bloomberg, the charges against him include inciting ethnic hatred and undermining the judiciary. And in Pakistan, jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan's party is holding nationwide protests against the government's move to extend the retirement age of the country's top judge.
Imran Khan's party claims the government is pushing through constitutional amendments to undermine judicial independence and keep Khan imprisoned indefinitely. Khan's party further claims the government wants to extend the retirement age of the country's top judge because he is believed to be aligned with the government. The government denies these allegations, stating that their measures are fully justified under Pakistani law and serve the broader public interest. Islamabad has stepped up security measures, including the use of shipping containers with barbed wires to prevent a mass gathering of Imran Khan's supporters. Hera Mustafa, Islamabad.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.